Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 high school hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
Genesee Community College. At GCC, your time is now. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com. You're going to love your new smile. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Paris. The standard of excellence since 1877 by Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Perry. Serving CJ Country for more than 40 years by Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia. Reflecting excellence since 1984 by Perry Vets Club. Welcoming all military veterans with free membership by Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Family Furniture, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in downtown Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia. Your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs. Specializing in agricultural and commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Salmon Orthodontics. On the web at braceyourselftoday.com. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Adelrock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Warsaw Sea Store, the Bergen Sea Store, and the Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. They work with all insurance companies and even offer rental cars right at their location. By Champlain Valley Equipment in Batavia, formerly Empire Tractor. Big enough to keep you running, but personal enough to know your name. And by Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, North Java, and Batavia. Family-owned and operated since 1953.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
Jackets. The Raiders under Coach Josh Shelton, a record of one win, one loss. And the Yellow Jackets under Coach Phil Wyatt with a record of no wins and four losses. Livingston County action. This is John Carlson, and we're going to take a quick break. Be back in a couple of minutes. We'll take a closer look at the two teams. You're listening to High School Basketball on TJ Country.
Genesee, your path, and embark on an exciting journey at GCC. Discover your passions with over 75 innovative career-focused programs, experienced faculty, and cutting-edge facilities. You can receive hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs, including the new Advanced Manufacturing and Skill Trades Lab. On-campus housing is available, too. Spring semester starts January 21st, and registration is now open. Apply for free today at Genesee.edu/apply.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
And we are back in Perry, the Cal Mum Raiders and the Perry Yellow Jackets. And the Raiders start in, they come in with a record of 1-1, 1-loss. There's only 2 games so far. They opened up against Bloomfield, a game in Bloomfield, and they came up on the short end 52-30 in that game. And then their last game was a week ago on Tuesday. They played home against Dansville. They were victorious in that one, 51-49. Leading scorers for Cal Mum so far this year, Trent Kessler had 20 points in that Dansville game. He also had 10 in the first game against Bloomfield. For Perry, they've played 4 games. We've had a thriller last Wednesday here on CJ Country. They came up short against Warsaw, 62-60. Also, they played at York to start the season, came up on the short end, 66-51. And then against Red Jacket, they were 60-55. And then against Holly, they came up on the short end, 64-54. We're going to take a short break for the national anthem here. And when we come back, we will have first quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having 32 years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111. For your next project, Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop 3 floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit FamilyFurniturePerry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family. Just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster compact and subcompact tractors from Empire Tractor in Batavia. You'll enjoy efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. New Holland Workmaster compacts deliver outstanding value for their performance, too, offering versatility and functionality you won't find elsewhere, all without breaking the bank. So roll into Empire Tractor in Batavia now for all the New Holland Workmaster details.
Empire Tractor, we're here to help you grow.
Cole.
Knoll Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Knoll Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Knoll and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Knoll Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
And we're back in Perry. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for the Cal Mom Raiders. They will be starting senior Colin Foote, junior Trent Kessler, junior Aaron Laker, junior Jacob Wiley, and sophomore Sean McNear. And for Perry, they will be starting senior Emmett Hill, junior Tyler Harvey, freshman Parker Tallman, senior Bo Slocum,
and number 21 Jonathan Grover,
and also freshman Jonathan Grover. So a couple of young teams. Perry starting two freshmen along with two seniors and a junior, and Cal Mom starting a senior, three juniors, and a sophomore. So the Yellow Jackets and Raiders getting last-minute instructions from their coaches, Phil Wyant for the Yellow Jackets and Josh Shelton for the Raiders. Players on the floor, Perry in their home white with the blue and gold trim. Cal Mom with their away maroon and the white trim. It will be Harvey jumping center for Perry and Blaker for Cal Mom. Looks like they're ready to go. And the ball is in the air, and it is controlled by the Yellow Jackets. It's Tallman bringing the ball up. Parker Tallman. Looks like Cal Mom's looks like they're going to start in a 2-3 zone. Perry working the ball around the perimeter. It's Hill with the ball on the left wing. Hill a couple dribbles. He'll give it back out to Tallman. Swing the ball around the perimeter to Grover. Give it back to Tallman. Hill for three, and it's off the rim. No good. And rebound is corralled by Kessler. Raiders into the front court, and it's Kessler with the ball, giving it to Blaker. Blaker reverse layup is no good, and the rebound is Slocum. Slocum will give it back to Tallman. Parker Tallman into the front court to Hill. Hill drives in, kick it out in the corner to Grover. Grover picks up his dribble. He'll give it back to Tallman. Tallman takes it over on the left side, picks up his dribble, give it back to Grover. 15 on the shot clock. Hill now on the right wing. Couple dribbles. Send it back out to Tallman. And now it's Grover with it underneath. And it's knocked away. Going the other way with it. It is Wiley. Wiley for the Raiders takes it up. Shot is no good. Put back is good. The basket by Sean McNear. First points of the game. Goal for the Raiders. Yellow Jacket ball in the front court. It is Tallman with it. Tallman top of the key. Now take it over on the right side. Give it back to Grover. Grover left wing. Give it to Hill in the corner. Back to Grover. Swing it over to Tallman. Tallman at the foul line. Still has a dribble. Now he picks it up. Give it to Harvey. Harvey to Tallman. Over to Grover. Grover in the left wing. Couple dribbles. Back out to Tallman. Now they get it underneath to Harvey. Kick it over to Grover for three. And it's good. Jonathan Grover with a three-pointer as the shot clock was about to expire. So Perry with the 3-2 lead, 2 minutes into the first quarter. It's Wiley with the ball, giving it to Kessler. Kessler, backdoor cut to McNair. His shot is no good. And going the other way, it is Perry. Tallman brings the ball into the front court. Tallman has the ball on the left side. Down to Grover, driving baseline. Grover, kick back out to Tallman. Tallman for three, off the rim. No good, long rebound, and it's picked up by Cal Mom's McNear. McNear into the front court. Being watched by Grover, he gives it up to Bowen. Kick it out to Kessler. Kessler drives baseline, dribble the ball. Oh, thought it went off his foot, but they're going to say it's going to be Cal Mom ball. And inbounds pass. It's knocked away, and going the other way with it is Grover. Grover takes it all the way into the front court. Now he'll dribble it back out. Give it to Tallman. And looks like they did not get the 35-second clock. started. So I think you're going to run it down to the appropriate level. 5:10 left first quarter. It is Perry 3, Kalmum 2. And now they have 29 seconds on the shot clock. So we'll start action again. It's Tallman with it. Tallman take the ball over on the right side. Now swing it back over on the left side to Hill. Shot from Grover is blocked. And we get it held ball. Possession arrow will favor Kalmum. Harvey with a piece of the rebound, and he was tied up, so it's a Kalmum ball. Inbounds pass comes to Wiley. Now it's Blaker with it, giving it back up to Kessler. Wiley into the lane, over to Kessler. Kessler on the right wing, into the lane, kick it out to Foote. Foote, top of the key, over on the left side to Wiley, and pass goes off the hands, out of bounds. Blaker not looking for the pass, so it's a slow start offensively for the two teams, and Coach Wyant's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
4:41 left first quarter. It is Perry 3 and Kalmum 2. Three-pointer from Perry was from Jonathan Grover, and the two-pointer from Kalmum was courtesy of Sean McNear. And it is Yellow Jackets ball. And is Grover with the inbounds pass to Tallman. Kalmum still playing a 2-3 zone. Tallman with it will give it to Grover. Grover in the corner to Hill. Hill in the left corner. Gets it underneath to Slocum. Now it's Grover. Back over to Hill. Three-pointer is in and out. And the rebound is grabbed by McNear. Gives it to Foote. Foote into the front court. Had the ball knocked away from behind. Could have been a travel, but it's Kalmum maintaining possession and a steal. Going the other way with it. It is Slocum. Slocum finds Grover on the left side. Grover will kick it back out to Tallman. Tallman. Kick it over to Grover. Grover fakes. Now has the ball in the left corner. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. Tapped around. Picked up by Slocum underneath. And the basket by Emmett Hill. So Emmett Hill with a basket. Actually, it's Harvey who kept the ball alive. So good job by Harvey. Kalmum ball in the front court. And it's Blaker with it. Takes it into the lane. And we're going to get a foul call. That will go on Perry's number five. That'll be Bo Slocum with a foul. His first, the team's first. And going to the line for Kalmum, it is number 12. That is the junior, Aaron Laker. Laker's first free throw is no good. He'll have one more. Couple substitutions. Tallman will sit for Perry, as will Grover. Bradley Baker has checked in for the Yellow Jackets. Free throw is around the rim and out. So he misses them both. Perry ball in the front court with it. It is Slocum. Slocum to Hill. Hill in the right corner. Kick it back out to Slocum. Slocum on the right wing. Give it to Hill. Hill, they try to get it underneath, and it's pinballed away, going the other way. It is Kalmum. It is Potter with the ball for the Raiders. Potter in the right corner. Kick it out. Three-pointer on the way is good. The three-pointer for Aaron Blaker. So Blaker just missed two free throws, but he hits the three-pointer. And we are tied at 5, 3 minutes left, first quarter. It's Hill with the ball for the Yellow Jackets. Hill over on the left side to Baker. Baker gives it to Hill. Hill. Back to Baker. Baker, top of the key. Kalmum with some good pressure. Now he finds Hill again. Hill now at the top of the key. Kick it over to Baker. Baker shot on the way. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound is grabbed by Blaker. Blaker takes it into the front court. underneath. It is Potter, and going the other way with it for Perry, it is Baker. Brady Baker with the ball. Give it over on the right side to Hill. Get it underneath. And the shot is up. Oh, no good. Harvey unable to cash it in. And the Raiders go into the front court. It's Foot with the ball on the left side. Foot will give it to Potter. Now it's Blaker. And Xavier Bowen has checked in. He has the ball. Get it underneath. Foot double teamed. And he kicks it out to Baker. Now it's Kessler. His shot is off the mark. No good. And rebound for the Yellow Jackets. It is Brady Baker. Baker will bring it up himself. Now gives it up to Harvey. Harvey. Give it to Hill in the corner. Minute 35 left in the quarter. We are tied at 5. Give it over on the left side to Slocum. Skip pass over to Hill on the right corner. Hill. Now they get it into the corner to Baker. Baker's shot on the way. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Hill. His shot is no good. And going the other way with it, it is Kessler. Kessler, the outlet pass to Potter. Potter into the front court. Potter. Now they work it around to Blaker. And it's Bowen. Now Blaker again. Blaker into the lane. Kicks it out. Three-pointer is good. The three-pointer for Trent Kessler, his first points. And it's 8-5. Cal Mum with the lead. Perry ball. Now they throw it away. Going the other way with it is Potter. Potter, the outlet pass, and we're going to get a foul call. Probably a fortunate foul for Perry as Kessler was going to be heading in for a layup. Next substitution for Perry as Tallman and Grover will check back in. And Harvey and Slocum will have a rest. So Cal Mum ball on the side. 41 seconds left. First quarter. It is Cal Mum 8 and Perry 5. Inbounds pass to Kessler. Kessler gives it to Wiley. Now it's Potter with it. Underneath, knocked away, and it's going to be Cal Mum keeping possession. 27 seconds left in the quarter, 21 on the shot clock. It's Raiders ball. And inbounds pass comes to Foot, gives it to Bowen. Bowen pump fake, shot is no good, and a foul call will go on Perry. That'll be on number 24, Brady Baker. Baker's foul is his first. And the team's third, going to the line for Cal Mum, it'll be Xavier Bowen. Free throw is good. Briggs checking in for Perry. That's a Walker Briggs, and Baker will have a rest. Bowen's second free throw is no good. Raiders get the rebound. Offensive rebound, though. 17 seconds left in the quarter. Give it underneath. The shot is up. No good. And the rebound to Hill. Hill will go the other way with it. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Finds Grover. Grover for three. It's off the mark. No good. Tapped up. No good. And that will do it. At the end of one, it is Cal Mum 9 and Perry 5. We'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
And we are back, ready to start the second quarter. It is Cal Mum 9 and Perry 5. Scoring in the first quarter for Cal Mum is Kessler and Blaker, 3 points apiece. And then 2 points for Sean McNear and one for Xavier Bowen. And for Perry, Jonathan Grover with a three-pointer, Emmett Hill a two-pointer. So a low-scoring affair, 9-5. Cal Mum with the lead as we get set to start the second quarter. For Perry, it'll be Hill along with Tallman, Harvey, Blake Jackson, and also Grover. Kick is called on Cal Mum defensively, so it'll be Perry ball on the side. And it'll be Hill to inbound. Hill with the inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman over on the left side to Grover. Back to Tallman, top of the key. Tallman will take it into the lane, and they're going to call a palming violation on Tallman. Perry thought Cal Mum player got a piece of the ball, but the referee says no. So Cal Mum looking to inbound. They do so, and it is caught for the ball, giving it to Wiley into the front corner, and the shot is up off the glass, and good. The basket for Foot. So Cal Mum's lead is now 6. It's 11-5. And it's Tallman with the ball. Over in the corner to Jackson. Jackson driving baseline, cut off. There finds his Grover. Grover. Take it into the lane. Kick it out to Hill. Hill to Grover. Swing it over to Tallman. Gets it underneath. Picked up, and the shot is up and good. Tyler Harvey with a basket. His first points of the game. Now it's Foot taking it into the lane, and his shot is no good. Gets the rebound, no good. And it's Harvey with the rebound for Perry. Harvey into the front court. Bounce pass to Grover. Off the glass, good. So transition basket for Perry as Harvey with the assist, Grover with the basket. And it's 11-9. Cal Mum with the lead. And it's Wiley down the lane, and it's taken away by Harvey. Harvey into the front court. Harvey gets it underneath to Jackson. Now they get it over in the corner to Harvey. Now Grover for three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound tapped out and finally picked off by Bowen. Now we're going to get a held ball, and it will be Raiders ball. Substitution for Perry as Slocum will check back in, and Jackson will have a rest. So Perry, basically the original starters, back out on the floor now with Hill, Harvey, Tallman, Slocum, and Grover. Perry picking up full court pressure. They've done most of the first half, and I'm not sure why the delay, but referee is ready to hand the ball over, and it is Cal Mum ball. That's McNear looking to get it in. Does so. Takes the return pass. Gives it over to Wiley. Wiley into the front court. It's intercepted. Nice play there by Parker Tallman. Tallman into the front court. Taking it into the lane. It's Hill over to Grover. Grover on the left baseline drives underneath. Kick it out off the glass. No good by Slocum, and it's Raider ball. McNear into the front court. Gets it underneath to Wiley. They kick it around to Blaker. The shot is around the rim and good. He gets a friendly roll, a three-pointer there for Aaron Blaker. That's his second three-pointer of the game. He has 6 points, and it's a five-point Raider lead. Hill with the ball over to Tallman. They play catch top of the key. Tallman will give it to Grover, and Grover, we're going to get a foul call on Cal Mum. Blocking foul. I think that's going to be no shot there. So it'll be Perry ball underneath. Foul call will be on Blaker. That is his first. Inbounds pass. And it's finally thrown in to Tallman. Tallman with the ball on the left side. Now takes it underneath. Nice cut. And shot is up and good. Emmett Hill that time. Nice cut to the basket, takes the pass, and scores. And it's 14-11. Cal Mum with the lead. Now it's Foot with the ball. Foot double team. He'll kick it out to a Potter. Potter picks up his dribble. Give it to Kessler. Kessler being watched, and it's intercepted. Oh, Hill lost the handle there. He thought he was fouled, but good defense regardless by Hill. Knocked the ball out of bounds. And it's Cal Mum ball. Kessler with the inbounds pass to Wiley. Wiley finds Kessler, and it's intercepted, taken away by Harvey. Harvey will go in for layup, and it is no good, but he will draw the foul. So Tyler Harvey playing well both ends of the floor, and he'll have a chance to convert a couple free throws. It'll be Perry's first free throw attempts of the evening. Ball call went on Blaker. That is his second, and the team's second. At the line, it is Tyler Harvey. And the free throw is around the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Substitution as Larzero will check in. And Blaker will have a rest. And waiting now. Harvey gets the ball from the referee. Second free throw on the way. Rattles out. No good. Rebound to Larzelli. And into the front court. Kicked out of bounds. It's going to be a Cal Mum ball. Raiders leading 14-11. 4:36 left here in the first half. And Cal Mum, the inbounds pass. Get it into Kessler. Kessler being watched. Gets it underneath to Foot over to Bowen. Bowen will kick it out to Wiley. Over to Kessler for three. It's off the mark. No good. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Perry ball. So the Yellow Jackets trailing 14-11. 4:20 left here in the first quarter. Let's make this the first half. And it's Harvey with the ball into the front court. Harvey over on the left side to Hill. Get it underneath to Slocum. We're going to get a Cal Mum foul there. That will go on Larzelli. That'll be his first. And the team's third. Harry will inbound. It'll be Tallman to inbound for the Yellow Jackets. Tallman gets it into Grover. Grover in the lane. Nice pump fake. Up and under. It's no good. Tapped around. And Cal Mum comes up with a loose ball. It is Potter with it. Potter being watched by Grover. Takes it up the left side. Get it into the corner underneath to Kessler. Lost the handle. Going the other way. It is Tallman. Tallman behind his back. Now takes it over to the left side. Drives underneath. Kick it out. And it's Harvey with the ball. Finds Grover. Grover at the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Give it over to Hill. 19 seconds on his shot clock. Tallman over to Grover on the right wing now. Grover takes it into the lane, looking for some help, lost the handle, and I think we're going to get a foul call on Grover. So Grover with a foul. Substitution as Jackson checks back in, and Tallman will have a rest. Inbounds pass to Kessler. Kessler into the front court to Foot. Foot with the ball on the left side. Being watched by Slocum. Give it over to McNear. Kick it out to Foot. Now it's Kessler with it. Back to Foot. Foot thought about the three-pointer. Instead, he'll take it into the lane. Shot is up and good. Colin Foot with his second basket of the game. He has 4 points. It's a 5-point Raider lead with 3 minutes left in the first half. It is Hill with the ball. Giving it to Harvey. Harvey back to Hill. Hill to Harvey. Kick it over to Grover. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. Long rebound. And it's picked up. Give it back over to Harvey. His shot is off the mark. No good. And the rebound to Kessler for the Raiders. Kessler will give it up to Foot. Foot's facing a double team as he crosses midcourt. Gives it up to McNear to get it underneath. Kick it out to Foot for three and around the rim and out. Rebound grabbed by Harvey. Harvey will bring it up himself. Finds Grover. Grover takes it into the lane. Kick it back out to Harvey. Harvey for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound to Jackson. Jackson takes it down underneath. His shot is no good. And the rebound to Bowen for the Raiders. Bowen will give it up to Foot. Under 2 minutes left in the half. Now we got a referee's time as a... Foot was basically telling the referee he needed to tie his basketball shoes, so the ref grants him a timeout. And in the meantime, he'll do that. the Raiders or the Cubs substitutions as Blaker checks back in. So it's Blaker, Kessler, Foote, McNair on the floor along with Wiley for the Raiders. You get it underneath, kick it out to Foote. Foote at the foul line, trying to get into the lane. Does so. Double team though. Now he'll give it over to Blaker. Over to McNair. McNair underneath, and we'll get a held ball there. Good defense that time, as it was Briggs for Perry stepping in, getting a piece of the ball. And with the held ball, it'll be Perry ball. 1:38 left in the half. Inbounds pass to Hill. Hill will bring it up himself, up the right side. Kalmum still in their 2-3 zone. Give it over to Grover on the left wing. Grover back to Hill, top of the key. Hill, a couple dribbles. Now he'll give it over on the right side to Briggs. Get it underneath. Back out to Briggs. Now it's Grover with the ball. Grover, top of the key. Takes it into the lane. Kick it over to Briggs. His shot is good. The three-pointer for Walker Briggs. So Walker Briggs, the junior, with a three-point basket. Near steal by Hill, but they get it underneath through the Raiders. And they'll get a travel call against Cal Mum. So it's 16-14. Cal Mum with the lead. And just 1 minute left in the first half. And it is Grover into the front court. Gets the ball over on the left side to Hill. Skip pass. It's intercepted. Going the other way, it is McNair. McNair goes in for layup, and it is no good. Tapped out. Long rebound. It's picked up by Slocum. Slocum has the ball knocked away, and it's intercepted by Grover. So two teams trading turnovers. Grover with the ball. It's about a three-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Grover takes it in. Ball knocked away, and it's Cal Mum with the ball. Now a near steal by Jackson goes out of bounds. And 25.6 seconds left in the half. It'll be Campbell on ball. And they will have a chance to play for the final shot. But Perry have something to say about that, as they will pick up full court. Man-to-man defense. And the inbounds pass comes to Wiley. Wiley over to Potter. Potter finds Kessler. Kessler, and it's intercepted. Going the other way, it is Grover. 12 seconds left in the half. Grover with the ball, top of the key. Still has the dribble. Now looks up at the clock, sees 7 seconds. Swing it over to Hill for three. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound picked up by Cal Mom, and that will do it at the half. It is Cal Mom 16, Perry 14. And we will be back with halftime stats. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
If you talk and they will hear you every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. They also offer detailing service to bring back that new car look. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Genesee, your path, and embark on an exciting journey at GCC. Discover your passions with over 75 innovative career-focused programs, experienced faculty, and cutting-edge facilities. You can receive hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs, including the new Advanced Manufacturing and Skill Trades Lab. On-campus housing is available, too. Spring semester starts January 21st, and registration is now open. Apply for free today at Genesee.edu/apply.
And we are back for the at halftime here in Perry. It is high school basketball in CJ Country. The Cal Mom Raiders leading the Perry Yellow Jackets 16-14. We'll run down the scoring first for Cal Mom. They were led in scoring the first half by Aaron Blaker. A couple three-point field goals for 6 points. Colin Foote with 2 two-point field goals for 4 points. Trent Kessler with a three-point field goal for 3 points. Sean McNear with a two-point field goal. And Xavier Bowen with one free throw. Bowen, one of two from the line. Aaron Blaker tried to miss two. So Cal Mom just one of four from the line. They score 9 in the first, 7 in the second for a total of 16. For the Perry Yellow Jackets, they're led in scoring by Jonathan Thomas Grover. He had 5 points in the first half, 3-point field goal in the first quarter, 2-point field goal in the second quarter. Emmett Hill with a couple 2-point field goals, one in each quarter for a total of 4 points. Walker Briggs hit a 3-pointer in the second quarter for his 3 points. And Tyler Harvey, 2 points on a 2-point field goal. He tried and missed two free throws, so Perry is 0 of 2 from the line. They score 5 in the first, 9 in the second, total of 14. Both teams struggling on the offensive end. It's been a pretty clean game as far as fouls go. Cal Mom, Aaron Blaker has 2 fouls, and that's the only player I see on either squad with more than 1 foul. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other action around CJ Country High School Basketball tonight. And you're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are numbers important? We think so. So get a pen and write down this number, 343-4453. That's the only number you need to call to have your furnace and boiler tuned up or to order fuel oil or propane. Hundreds of people call that number every day because they trust that Reisdorf Oil and Propane will do everything in their power to exceed expectations. Quite simply, we are family-owned and operated, locally, not Canada or even Buffalo or Rochester, right here in Genesee and Wyoming counties.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop three floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit FamilyFurniturePerry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family. Just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having 32 years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111. For your next project, Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
And we're back a couple minutes before the start of the second half. High school basketball here on CJ Country. It is Cal Mum 16 and Perry 14. Take a look at some of the other games scheduled for action tonight. It is a Livingston County game. Avon is playing at York. Up in the Genesee region, we have a handful of games. Lindenville is playing at Oakfield, Alabama. Also, Elba is at Notre Dame. Alexander is at Kendall. And back in Livingston County, Letchworth is at Mount Morris. A couple other Livingston County teams in action. Greece Odyssey is at Dansville. And Livonia is hosting Marcus Whitman. Some of the highlights so far, some of the area teams, Class D, Fillmore off to a great start. They are the number one seed right now with a sparkling record of 5 wins, no losses. In Class C2, it is York that's once again off to a good start. They are 3 wins, no losses, and they are currently the number one seed. Class C1, some of the area schools doing well. Number 4 seed is Geneseo. They have a record of 4 wins, 1 loss. The number 5 seed right now is Letchworth with a record of 3 wins and 1 loss. And the number 6 seed would be Warsaw with a record of 2 wins and 1 loss. And speaking of Warsaw, they are part of our next game on Friday. It will be Warsaw at Pavilion. And then Saturday, we have a special Saturday afternoon game. It is Dansville at Perry. Tip time on that Saturday afternoon game should be 2:30. That's Dansville at Perry, Saturday at 2:30. And Warsaw at Pavilion Friday night at 7 o'clock. So just about ready to get started here in the second half. As it's been a close one throughout, the Raiders leading 16-14 after leading 9-5 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams just having a hard time getting going offensively. Perry's played 4 close games so far. They lost to York by 15, 66-51. They lost to Red Jacket by 5, lost to Holly by 10, and lost to Warsaw at the last second by 2 points last Wednesday. And Cal Mum, they've played 2 games. They've split. They lost their first game 52-30, won their second game 51-49. Two teams are back out on the floor. It is Cal Mum ball. They'll start the second half with the inbounds pass to Wiley. Perry picking up with a man-to-man defense. And right now it is McNear over to Foot. Foot top of the key. He'll hand it to Wiley. Wiley, give it over the right side to Blaker. Blaker driving baseline. They kick it around to Foot. Foot into the lane. He's cut off there. Good defense by Slocum going the other way. It is Tallman. Tallman takes it in, tries to draw the foul. He does and makes the basket. So Parker Tallman with his first points of the game. did a nice job shielding the Calmon player, and he drew the foul, made the basket. Foul call was on Wiley. That is his first. And Tallman at the line. The lefty's free throw is good. So good trip down there for Tallman. Hits a three-pointer, gives Perry their lead, 17-16. 7.5 minutes left, third quarter. And it's McNear with the ball. He gives it out to Foote. Swing the ball to Blaker, top of the key, into the lane, and ball knocked away. I think they're gonna say it went off Wiley's foot out of bounds, and it'll be Perry ball. So the Yellow Jackets looking for their first win of the season, young season, and off to a good start here in the second half. Inbounds pass comes to Tallman. Calmon's still in their 2-3 zone. Give it to Hill on the left side. Hill back to Tallman. Tallman will take it into the lane. Had the ball knocked away, and I think trying to get the ball back will get a foul call on Tallman. So Tallman had the ball knocked away, tried to get it back, committed the foul. That's his first, team's first. And it'll be Calmon ball. Inbounds pass comes to Blaker. Blaker being watched by Harvey. Blaker takes it up the left side, now picks up his dribble and some difficulty. Gets it into the corner to McNear. And McNear will dribble it out. He's being watched by Grover. Throws it away and goes out of bounds. It'll be Perry ball. Tallman with the inbounds pass to Grover. Grover to Tallman. Tallman will back over to Grover, top of the key. Tallman on the right wing. Tallman will give it back over to Grover. Grover now on the left side, finds Hill in the corner. Hill dribbles out, now picks up his dribble, tries to get it underneath, just a little too tall for Harvey. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Raider ball. 6:29 left, third quarter. Perry leading 17-16. Inbounds pass comes to Blaker. Blaker takes it into the front court, and we'll get a foul call on Harvey. That'll be his first. Actually, it's going to be number two. No, it's going to be Harvey's first, the team second. Inbounds pass for the Raiders. It's Wiley with it. Wiley being watched by Tallman. We'll give it over on the left side to Blaker. And ball is retrieved by Foote. Foote out to McNair. His shot is off the rim. No good. Calmon gets the rebound back. And we'll get travel call on Blaker. So it is Perry ball. Inbounds pass to Grover. Grover over on the left side to Hill. Hill gets it underneath to Slocum. Back out to Hill. Now it's Tallman top of the key. Hill on the left wing. Hill now drive baseline. Gets it underneath. Nice pass. The shot is no good. Harvey unable to cash it in. Quickly into the front court. It is Blaker. Blaker into the lane. Shot is up off the glass and good. Aaron Blaker, leading scorer of the game. He has 8 points, and it's a one-point Raider lead, 18-17, 5.5 minutes left, third quarter. Tallman with the ball, top of the key. Couple dribbles, give it over to Grover on the left side. Now Tallman back with it. Grover again. Now Grover takes it into the lane. And we're going to get a blocking foul call on Calmon. Foul call will go on Wiley. That'll be his second. Tyler Potter checking back in. Sean McNear having a rest for the Raiders. Harvey looking to inbound. Does so to Hill. Hill into the lane and the ball knocked away. And the steal is by Potter, who just checked in. Gives it up to Foote. Foote into the lane. And looks like we're going to get a foul call. That'll be on Bo Slocum, so that'll be his second. And the team's third, and it'll be Raider ball on the side. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left, third quarter. Calmon leading 18-17. Potter with the inbounds pass to Blaker. Blaker has it stripped away by Hill. Hill will go in for layup, and he will score. Emmett Hill with a steal and layup. Gives Perry the lead, 19-18. Under 5 minutes left, third quarter. Blaker with the ball. Finds Kessler. Get it underneath the foot. Foote into the lane. Now they're going to call travel that time. Colin Foote questioning the official. Official told him what he did, and he said, okay. Down the court he goes. So It's Yellow Jacket ball. Jackson will check back in for Perry, and Harvey will have a rest. And it's Tallman with the ball. Finds Grover. Grover on the right wing. Couple dribbles. Give it back over to Tallman. Tallman gets it into the lane. Knocked away and picked up by Potter. So Potter a couple steals since he's been came back into the game here in the third quarter. Now Potter takes it into the lane. All the way to the basket. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Put back is no good. And it is Slocum coming up the ball. Finds Hill. Hill into the lane. Kick it over to Grover. Grover thought about it. Now takes it in. Lost the handle, and we'll get a travel call. As Grover took it into the basket and found himself triple-teamed and unable to do anything with the ball. So it is Raider ball. Inbounds pass comes to Blaker. Blaker gets it up quickly to Kessler, but too far for him. Intercepted by Slocum. Slocum will find Hill. Hill takes it into the front court. Off the glass, no good. Put back, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And they will call Cal Mum ball. We're going to get a timeout from Perry Coach Wyatt. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster compact and subcompact tractors from Empire Tractor in Batavia. You'll enjoy efficient power in an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. New Holland Workmaster compacts deliver outstanding value for their performance, too, offering versatility and functionality you won't find elsewhere, all without breaking the bank. So roll into Empire Tractor in Batavia now for all the New Holland Workmaster details.
Empire Tractor, we're here to help you grow.
3:50 left here in the third quarter. It is Cal Mum trailing 19-18, and it is Raiders ball. Foot tries to get it underneath and does so, and the basket by Xavier Bowen. So Bowen with his first basket, he has 3 points total. Kalman back in front, 20-19, 3.5 minutes left, third quarter. Grover with the ball on the left wing. Grover picks up his dribble. He'll give it out to Slocum. Slocum finds Hill. Hill top of the key. Give it over to Grover. Grover, long-range three-pointer. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Slocum. Gives it back to Grover. Grover into the lane. Lost the handle. Gets the dribble back. Kick it out. Jackson, three-pointer off the mark. No good. And the rebound is grabbed by Foote. Foote will give it up to Potter. Potter being watched by Grover. Gets it into the front court. And now Potter will hand it back to Foote. Foote with the ball. Step back. Jumper is good. Good-looking shot that time for Colin Foote. That was a three-pointer, so it's 23-19. Cal Mum with the lead. And it's Perry ball. Slocum with it. Over on the right side to Hill. Hill to Grover. Grover picks up his dribble. Finds Jackson. Jackson takes it down into the lane. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Shovels it out to Hill for three. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound is picked up by Harvey. Looking for Hill, and ball on the floor. Finally retrieved by Slocum. Gives it back out to Grover. Fresh 35 on the shot clock. 2 minutes left for a quarter. Hill on the left wing. Hill thinking about driving it. Now he'll pick it back out to Grover. Grover finds Jackson. Jackson, double teamed, and ball knocked away on the floor. It's picked up by Foote. Up to Potter. Potter being watched closely by Grover. Give it back over to Foote. Foote being watched by Hill. Gets the ball into the front court. Over on the right side to Kessler. Kessler takes it down in and will score. Trent Kessler with the basket. Coach Wyatt will take a timeout. And we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
1 minute, 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. It is Perry Yellow Jacket ball. They trail by their largest deficit. It's 25-19, and it's Grover with the ball. Grover over on the right side to Baker, to Hill. Hill has a dribble on the right side, picks up his dribble. Hill find Harvey. Harvey will hand it back to Baker. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Baker. We'll find Jackson. Jackson, top of the key. Now take it down into the lane. Double team. Kick it back to Hill. 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Hill will get the shot off and hits. Emmett Hill with a two-point field goal as the shot clock expired. And it's 25-21. Cal Mom with the lead. Foot pass underneath. Bowen's going to hit the floor. And we'll get a foul call on Perry. I think it's going to be called on Jackson, Blake Jackson, with a foul. That is his first, the team's fourth. Calman ball tried to get it inbounds and kicked out of bounds by Jackson. So it'll be the Raiders again. Fresh, I was going to say a fresh 35, but they might reset it. Now they have 41.4 on the game clock, 34 on the shot clock. And looks like we're ready to go. Inbounds pass to Kessler. Kessler gives it to Blakeler. Blakeler into the lane, lost the handle, got it back. Looked like he might have got away with travel. Players hitting the floor, but it's Calmon ball. And it is Potter. And now they're going to say the shot clock should be turned off with a change of possession. So we'll shut the shot clock off. And it'll be Calmon ball on the side, 27.5 seconds left. Inbounds pass to Blaker. Blaker underneath. Shot is good. Aaron Blaker now in double digits, 10 points. And it's a six-point Calmon lead. And it's Grover with the ball, 15 seconds left, third quarter. Grover will pick up his dribble. Give it to Baker. Jackson underneath. Kick it back out to Grover for three. Off the glass. No good. Foot with the rebound for Cal Mom. And steal. Shot is no good. Harvey almost got a basket at the end. Unable to cash it in. At the end of three, it is Cal Mom 27. Perry 21. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
And we're ready for fourth quarter action. It is Cal Mum 27 and Perry 21 leading the way for Cal Mum through three quarters. It is Aaron Blaker. He has 10 points. And for Perry, leading scorer so far is Emmett Hill. He has 8 points. So it is Cal Mum ball. Inbounds pass comes to Potter. Potter takes the ball into the front court, being watched closely by Grover. Gets it into the corner. Double team coming. And Blaker lost the handle. Grover on the floor with it. Him. And I think we're going to get a held ball. Now, yep, that's what, yeah, okay. The referees kind of hesitated there. And the held ball, it'll be Perry ball. So good defense that time by Grover. Coming up with a held ball. And it is a yellow jacket ball. Grover takes the inbounds pass. Grover over on the left side to Hill. Hill to Grover. Grover finds Baker. Back out to Grover, top of the key. Grover on the left side to Hill. Hill gets it underneath to Jackson. Pump fake underneath. Turn around. Off the glass. Good. Blake Jackson with his first points of the game. So it's 27-23. Cal Mum with the lead. Just over 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Foot with the ball for the Raiders. He'll give it to Blaker. Blaker to Kessler. Over on the left side to Foot. Finds Blaker. Blaker being watched closely by Hill. A little too close. I think he's going to get a foul call on Hill. So the foul call on Emmett Hill. That'll be his first, the team's first. It'll be Cal Mum ball on the side. As Tallman will check back in. And right now they, oh, it's going to be Baker having a rest. Inbounds pass, ball in the air, and Bowen is able to retrieve the ball for the Raiders. Into the lane, Potter's shot is no good, goes out of bounds. And Cal Mum will maintain possession with 26 on the shot clock, 6:50 on the game clock. Raiders leading by four. Inbounds pass to Blaker. Blaker driving baseline, cuts off, and we're getting a kick call there on Parker Tallman, trying to stop the pass, but unfortunately got his foot in the way. And Cal Mum will try again. Inbounds pass to Bowen. Give it to Blaker. Over to Foot. Foot with the ball top of the key. Get it into the lane to Blaker. Off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound and lost it out of bounds. And it will be Perry ball. So the Yellow Jackets trailing 27-23. 6:36 left here in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass to Tallman. He'll bring it into the front court. Tallman, top of the key, over the left side to Grover. Back to Tallman. Tallman fakes it. Now over to Grover. Grover thought about it. Said he'll give it to Harvey. Harvey driving baseline. I think you got to say he stepped on the baseline. So it'll be Raider ball. Perry will pick up with a full court man-to-man pressure. And we're going to get a timeout from Cal Mum as the Raiders were having difficulty getting it in. So we're going to take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
6:21 left, fourth quarter. It is Cal Mum 27 and Perry 23, and it is Raiders ball. McNear to inbound for Cal Mum. They had trouble getting it in last time. That's why they took the timeout. Now McNear still having difficulty. Finally finds Blaker. Blaker will bring it up himself against Hill. Now double team coming. Near steal for Perry. But it is Potter. Make that McNear getting it into the front court. Finds Blaker, and it's intercepted by Grover. Grover, nice anticipation that time. Gives it up to Hill. Hill up the right side. Now he'll give it into the corner to Harvey. Harvey takes it down. Shot is up off the glass. No good, but he drew the foul. So a good aggressive move by Tyler Harvey trying to get to the glass. Drew the foul. He'll go to the line for a couple. And Harvey is 0 for 2 from the line. In fact, Perry as a team just one out of 3 from the line. Very few shooting fouls called tonight. Harvey at the line. Free throw is no good. Foul call went on Bowen. That is his first. Bowen will have a rest as Wiley will check back in for Coach Shelton. Second free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by Kessler. He gives it to Blaker. Get it up to McNear. McNear double teamed. And, oh, yeah. Perry thought they had a steal, but instead we get a foul call. That's going to go on Grover. And that'll be his second and the team's second. And it'll be Cal Mum ball. 5:46 left. Cal Mum 27. Perry 23. And it'll be Blaker to inbound for the Raiders. Does so. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by McNear. Now ball knocked out of bounds. Hill got the hand on it last for Perry. So it'll be Cal Mum ball on the side. And it'll be McNear to try it again. No, actually, it's going to be Blaker. Blaker in the corner will lob it into Foot to Kessler. Kessler in the right corner. And it's taken away. Going the other way, it is Harvey. Harvey to the basket. Off the glass. Good. Tyler Harvey with a basket. So he has 4 points in the game. It's back to a two-point. Cal Mum lead. Perry comes up with a steal. And it's Hill. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be Perry ball on the side. So Perry's pressure paying off. And Coach Shelton seen enough. He's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
5:17 left in the fourth quarter. It is Cal Mum 27, Perry 25. Perry 4 points here in the fourth quarter, and Cal Mum yet to score in the first 2 minutes 43 seconds. And Coach Shelton taking the time out there trying to get his Raiders offense back on track. A couple games coming up later on in the week here on CJ Country. Friday night will be in Pavilion. It'll be Warsaw at Pavilion. Tip time there should be about 7 o'clock. And then Saturday afternoon, we'll be right back here in Perry. It will be Danville at Perry, and the tip time on that is 2:30. So 7 o'clock Friday night, Warsaw at Pavilion, 2:30 Saturday afternoon, Danville at Perry. It'll be Raiders ball. Excuse me, it'll be Perry ball, and it'll be Jackson to inbound for the Yellow Jackets. Jackson with the inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman takes it into the front court over to Grover. Grover back to Tallman. Swing it over to Hill. Get it underneath to Jackson. To Harvey. Shot is up. Good. Good offensive set there by Perry. Nice passing. They have scored the first 6 points of the fourth quarter, and we are all tied, and we get a near steal. But instead, we're going to get a foul call. That will be on, I believe it's going to be on Parker Tallman. And that is his second foul. Raiders get the inbounds pass to Kessler. Kessler will find Foot. Foot double team gives it back to Kessler. Get it underneath to Blaker. Has the ball knocked away. Hill comes up with it for Perry. Hill into the front court. 4:45 left. We are tied at 27. Hill. Floater. Off the glass and good. Emmett Hill with the runner. Perry scored eight in a row. They take a two-point lead. Now it's Blaker giving it to Wiley. Wiley into the front court, double-teamed in some difficulty, and we're going to get another timeout from Coach Shelton as the Yellow Jackets have turned up the defensive pressure here in the fourth quarter and caused another timeout to be taken by Coach Josh Shelton. So we'll take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
4:26 left here in the fourth quarter. It is Perry 29 and Cal Mum 27. Perry outscoring Cal Mum 8 points to nothing here in the fourth quarter. Cal Mum yet to score in over 3.5 minutes of action. They've taken, I think, at least three timeouts from Coach Shelton, and it'll be Raiders ball. And they get the inbounds pass to Blaker. Blaker will give it to Wiley. Back to Blaker. Swing cross court to Potter. Potter into the lane. Floater is no good. The rebound by Hill. Hill brings the ball into the front court for the Yellow Jackets. Cal Mum still in their 2-3 zone. He finds Harvey. Harvey will give it to Grover. Grover top of the key. Now he'll back it out. Give it over to the left side to Hill. Hill, back to Grover. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 3:53 left in the game clock. Tallman into lane, over to Hill. Hill, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. And we're going to get an over-the-back call on Harvey for Perry. So Tyler Harvey going over the back. That is his second foul. And no foul trouble really for either team. No player has yet collected three fouls. Inbounds pass, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Perry ball. So Cal Mum, not on the same page that time. And it'll be Yellow Jacket ball. Chance to add to their two-point lead, 3:46 left. Jackson will look to inbound. Does so to Tallman. Tallman dribbling into the lane, now out of the lane. And he'll give it back to Grover. Grover, top of the key, thought about it. Now he'll back it off. Grover over to Tallman. Tallman left side finds Jackson. Jackson driving baseline. Cut off there. Give it out to Tallman. Tallman, take it down. Now he's in some difficulty. Gets a shot up. No good, but he draws the foul. So Parker Tallman, the freshman, he and Grover, two freshmen in the starting lineup for Coach Wyatt. And Tallman will go to the line. And Tallman is one of one from the line. Foul call went on Kessler. That is his first and the team's fourth. So Tallman at the line. Free throw is off the glass and good. You take them any way you can get them. So Tallman now 4 points. He is 2 of 2 from the line. And the second free throw. This one is conventional right in the net. So a couple of pressure free throws there. And Perry with a 4-point lead, 3:20 left. And it's Potter with the ball. Potter being watched by Grover. He'll give it up to Wiley, and the ball going the other way. It is Tallman. Tallman now will take it over to the side, and we're going to get a timeout from Coach Wine. So we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. To report underage drinking, call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932, or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
3 minutes and 7 seconds left. It is Perry 31 and Cal Mom 27. Perry outscoring Cal Mom 10-0 here. The first 4 minutes, 53 seconds of the fourth quarter. And the Yellow Jackets go from six down to four up. They will have the ball back when play resumes. Reminder again, couple games coming up later on in the week. Friday night, Warsaw at Pavilion, 7 o'clock tip time, and then Saturday afternoon, special 2:30 tip time. We'll be back here in Perry. It'll be Dansville at Perry, and it'll be Yellow Jacket ball. Grover will handle the honors. Now looks like Cal Mom's going to pick up with some man-to-man pressure. Inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman gets the ball into Grover. Grover on the left wing. Finds Tallman in the corner. Tallman will drive baseline. Reverse shot is no good. Rebound. Putback is good. The basket by Tyler Harvey. Harvey, 6 points in the quarter. And it's Blaker with the ball. Shot is up. Score the basket and the foul. So after 5 minutes and 16 seconds of fourth quarter action, Aaron Blaker finally breaks the ice for Cal Mom, and he does it in a big way. He hits the field goal, draws the foul, and the foul call on Tallman is his third. Blaker at the line, free throw is good. So a three-point play for Aaron Blaker. Cal Mom needed that. Now they trail by three, 2:41 left. Grover with the ball, picks up his dribble. Give it to Tallman. Up to Hill. Now Hill will take the ball over on the right side, being pressured. He'll give it out to Tallman. Tallman over to Grover. Grover on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, give it back to Tallman. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Tallman thought about it. Now he'll kick it back to Jackson. Jackson in the lane. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Long range. Three-pointer is good. Parker Tallman with the three-point field goal as the shot clock was running down. That's the third time, at least tonight, that Perry's hit a huge basket with the shot clock running out. And so we have 2 minutes and 8 seconds left, and it is Perry leading Cal Mom 36-30. And we'll run down some of the other Perry games. We mentioned we have their game Saturday afternoon at 2:30 home. Against Dansville. Their next game after Saturday will be playing on Tuesday, January 14th. We'll be here against Keshequa. Then we have three Perry road games in a row. On January 18th, a Saturday, they will be at Mount Morris. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off time. On Tuesday, January 21st, they'll be at Pavilion. And on Friday, January 24th, they will be at Warsaw. And then on Tuesday, January 28th, Holly at Perry. And then one more Perry game coming up on February 11th. They will be home against Wayland-Cohocton. Next Cal Mom game we have scheduled is actually the last game of the regular season for us. That'll be on Valentine's Day, February 14th. It'll be Letchworth at Cal Mom. Cal Mom ball. McNair will give it to Potter. Potter into the front court as we go under 2 minutes left. Harry the 6-point lead. And Potter underneath to Blaker, and it's taken away. The steal by Jackson. Jackson will give it up to Tallman. Now Tallman patiently gets it into the front court. He'll give it to Grover. 1:44 left. Perry not in any hurry. Grover with the ball, top of the key, picks up his dribble into some difficulty, and he'll give it back to Jackson. Jackson providing a nice relief outlet there to Hill. Hill for the layup. Good. Emmett Hill with a basket. And Perry now the 8-point lead, 1:25 left. And it is Kessler underneath and the layup for Sean McNair. McNair with the layup gives him 4 points. It's a 6-point Perry lead. Grover double team, still has the ball and the dribble. And we're going to get a foul call on Cal Mom. Referee talking to Coach Wine, and we do get a foul call, as I think it's going to be Grover. No, it's not a foul, not a shooting foul yet. Foul call went on Potter. That's his first. 1:12 left. Perry with a 6-point lead. Fresh 35, and Grover looking to inbound. Goes off the foot of Hill out of bounds. and it will be Cal Mum ball. So Raiders ball, and it will be Blaker to inbound, does so to Potter. Potter being watched by Grover. Potter takes it into the front court. Still Grover playing good defense on him. Give it to Kessler. Kessler in the right corner. Back out to Blaker. Blaker into lane. He's cut off. Give it back to Kessler. Kessler on the baseline. Still has a dribble. Gets it underneath. And referees looking at each other. Going to say it's a held ball. Possession arrow still favoring Cal Mum. So no foul there. So very fortunate there. Cal Mum ball underneath. 13 on the shot clock. 48 and a half seconds left on the game clock. Inbounds pass. It's too far for Wiley. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Perry ball. Tallman looking to inbound. Does so to Hill. Hill will give it back to Tallman. Tallman to Hill. Hill. And we're going to get a foul call on Cal Mum. Foul call will go on a Blaker. That'll be his third. So still 40, almost 41 seconds left. A six-point Perry lead trying for their first win of the season. Hill will look to inbound. And does so to Tallman. Tallman's going to be double-teamed. Splits a double-team. Hits the floor. Jackson comes up with a ball. And Coach Wyatt will take a timeout. So play a little ragged, but Perry still has the ball. And they have the lead with 34.7 seconds left. Perry leading by six. So it'll be Yellow Jackets ball, as he said, trying to close out their first victory of the year. Yellow Jackets had a rough start to last year. They lost their first eight games of the year, but then finished well. They went 500 down the stretch, 6-6. And so they got, you know, a few players coming back and high hopes here for the Yellow Jackets this year. Been a rough start, but they've been very competitive. In fact, in the Warsaw game last week, they were up after the first quarter 24-11 before losing it at the buzzer 62-60 game here that we had here on CJ Country. So it'll be Yellow Jacket ball on the side. 6-point lead. And I think the next foul on Cal Mum would be a shooting foul for Perry. So Perry's got things in their favor. They just have to close it out here. With 34.7 seconds left, they have the ball, 32 on the shot clock. And I think it'll be Grover to inbound for Perry. He's going to be watched by Blaker. And we'll see where Grover goes with the ball. Looks at Tallman, looks at Hill, and I think he threw it off Blaker out of bounds. So he'll try it again. Just 3/10 of a second went off the game clock. Grover. Will get into Tallman, knocked away, and ball on the floor. Cal Mum gets it back. It's foot over to Kessler. Kessler into the lane. The runner's good. Trent Kessler with a basket. And it's a 4-point Perry lead. Inbounds pass to Hill, and Hill drew the foul. So 19.4 seconds left. Nice job that time by Hill, first of all, to get open. Took the inbounds pass from Grover, and then just basically held the ball until he drew the foul. So we'll go to the other end, and it will be senior Emmett Hill. First free throw attempts for the night for Hill. He is Perry's leading scorer. He has 12 points. Chance to add to it here. Free throw is off the back of the rim. He'll have one more. So on the floor for Perry, it is Hill along with Slocum, Grover, Jackson, and Tallman. Second free throw from Hill. On the way, and good. Big free throw there by Hill. 5-point lead, 18 seconds left. And it's Potter into the front court for the Raiders. Potter picks up his dribble. Give it to Foot. Foot underneath the basket, and it's by Trent Kessler. So Kessler with a basket, 9.8 seconds left. We get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. They also offer detailing service to bring back that new car look. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
9.8 seconds left. It is Perry leading Calmont 39-36. And it is going to be a yellow jacket ball. Coach Wyatt drawing a play up. It'll be a Perry ball in their back court. So they'll have the whole court to try to get the ball in. And both teams in a penalty situation. So one would assume if Perry gets the ball inbounds, Calmont will take a quick foul. And we'll see if Perry can make their free throws. So, first off is getting the ball in. And since the basket was made, I think Perry can run the baseline, but we'll see. I think it's going to be Tallman to inbound this time. So, Tallman will look to inbound. And gets it into Grover. Grover will patiently wait, gets fouled. 7.9 seconds left. And we'll go to the other end. So it'll be freshman Jonathan Thomas Grover heading to the line. Perry, the other players will go back, play defense, and it'll be Grover by himself shooting two. First free throw off the rim, no good. He'll have one more. Like to make one more here. He'd like to make one of two just to give him a four-point lead, two-possession lead. Grover. Second free throw on the way. Good. Nothing but net. So Grover hits one of two. And it's Calamon ball. Potter with it. Potter almost lost the handle. Get it into the corner. And it looks like, I guess we're going to get a timeout from Calamon. So just 2.8 seconds left. Calamon leading. Excuse me, Perry leading Calmont 40-36 as the Yellow Jackets looking to close out their first victory of the year. And we mentioned they'll be right back here on Saturday. It'll be Calmont at Perry. That is Perry's next game. So three in a row for Perry here, all on CJ Country. And then after the Saturday game, they'll get about 2.5 weeks off. The first game after the first of the year will be at Livonia, and that will be on January 8th. And for Calmont, after tonight, they'll play Friday night in Avon, and then Saturday, they also have an afternoon game. Saturday afternoon game, they will be playing at Wheatland Chilai. So the players back out on the floor, 3.6 seconds left. They put a little bit back on. It'll be Calmont ball. And really, Perry just no fouls here. Kessler will look to inbound. Does so. Turnaround is no good. And that will do it. The final score, the Perry Yellow Jackets 40, the Calmont Raiders 36. So the Raiders under Coach Josh Shelton fall to a record of 1 win and 2 losses. They were led in scoring tonight by Aaron Blakely. He had 11. Trent Kessler with 9. Colin Foote with 7. Sean McNear with 4. And Xavier Bowen with 3. The Raiders outscored in the fourth quarter by his count of 19-9 as Perry comes from 6 back to pull out the 4-point win. And with the victory, Perry now 1 win, 4 losses on the regular season. And leading scorer for Perry tonight, it was Emmett Hill with 13 points. Tyler Harvey with 8 points. 8 points as well for Parker Tallman. He had a big 3-pointer toward the end there. And Jonathan Thomas Grover with 6 points. And 3 points for Walker Briggs. And 2 points for Blake Jackson. Reminder, once again, your next broadcast here on CJ Country will come your way Friday night. It'll be Warsaw at Pavilion. Tip time there, should be about 7 o'clock. I'd like to thank Landon Washburn back at the studio. This has been John Carlson. You've been listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country. Go Bills!
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
Genesee Community College. At GCC, your time is now. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com. You're going to love your new smile. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Perry, serving CJ Country for more than 40 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in downtown Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in agricultural and commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Salmon Orthodontics, on the web at braceyourselftoday.com. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Adelrock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Warsaw Sea Store, the Bergen Sea Store, and the Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. They work with all insurance companies and even offer rental cars right at their location. By Champlain Valley Equipment in Batavia, formerly Empire Tractor. Big enough to keep you running, but personal enough to know your name. And by Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, North Java, and Batavia. Family owned and operated since 1953.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ's Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jam. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.